Friday was federal payday, but for thousands of Alaskans who work for the federal government, their checks won't arrive until the partial government shutdown ends, and no one knows when that will be. Senator Dan Sullivan and Congressman Don Young are sticking with the president, who says he'll let the shutdown continue until he gets the money he wants for his wall or barrier on the southern border. But Senator Lisa Murkowski on Friday on the Senate floor, she's pulled in two different directions. From Liz Ruskin, the Alaska Media, Public Media Washington correspondent, this report.
Murkowski says every morning she asks the people who answer her office phones what they're hearing from the folks back home.
I've got a lot of people that are saying, Lisa, you got to stand with the president. You got to stand strong on this because we need to have border security. And then I have an equal number that are saying, please, please do something to help reopen this government. We expect it of you. We need it from you.
True to her moderate reputation, Murkowski wants both. She's now pushing for temporary legislation known as a continuing resolution to reopen the unfunded government departments. She's not a fan of the kind of wall Trump talked about on the campaign trail, but Murkowski says she also wants better border security. She says the Senate should hold a hearing to consider the president's border proposal.
Maybe we can get a short-term reprieve. Let's do a short-term CR to allow us to process this. But let's not keep the government shut down while we do this.
Sullivan has a different approach. He says there's no point in considering legislation the president won't sign. He's been working on a bill to ensure the Coast Guard is paid during a shutdown. Meanwhile, around the country, federal workers are getting pay stubs showing they've been paid a big fat zero. Or even more strangely, pocket change.
I think the most I saw was about $11. One of my reps got $2.61.
Clinton Lancaster is an air traffic controller in Anchorage and an Alaska leader of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. He says the teeny payments were a mystery, but most of his colleagues got zero. Both houses of Congress have now passed a bill guaranteeing furloughed workers will get back pay after the shutdown ends. Lancaster says that doesn't do much to chase away the uncertainty.
Thanks, but we'll, you know, what are we going to do till then?
Lancaster says most lenders and landlords have been flexible, but he wonders if that generosity will last as long as the shutdown does. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.